Welcome to the Live Love Ministries podcast, a place where we share thoughts, insights, and experiences from the mission field. I'm Eric.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julia.
And we're the Live Love Ministries team. All right, welcome back to the Live Love Ministries podcast. We hope you have enjoyed our more recent episodes. We aren't as consistent as we would like. So.
Yeah. It's just really tough. To be fair, we started in COVID and we couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And so we had that first year several episodes, like back to back to back. And I went back and listened to some of them. They were actually pretty good. And so if you're listening to this and didn't realize we had a podcast 3 years ago, you should go back and listen to some of those podcasts. They're a lot of fun. They were fun to make, but it did remind me of a different time. It seems like COVID was 5 million years ago because it was like just totally different at that point. And so we had days where we could sit around and think and plan podcast. And I think everybody, like everybody in the whole world, started a podcast during COVID. And so we're still hanging on. We recently had some from the refugee camp in Malawi. If you haven't heard that one, go back and listen to it. It's a lot of fun. But today we're going to be focusing more here at home. We're going to start a series that focuses more here at home. And so it's kind of getting close to fall, whatever that means in Arizona. If you don't know this, we live in Arizona. We live in the hot part of Arizona where it's hot all the time. Even in the winter, it's hot.
It's still 100 degrees and it's officially fall.
Yeah, it's official, like the third day of fall or something. And temperatures are like 103 and 4. Record temperature. Seems like every weekend's record temperature. But it will eventually cool off, which brings about a change in the seasons. We don't have seasons. The change in the temperature when all the people from other states come stay in Arizona for a while. whatever. But it also brings certain different things about holidays that come around, you know, go toward what we know as Thanksgiving, Halloween, and just a different time of year where we focus on different things, more focused on family and stuff like that. But surrounding a lot of those holidays is a lot of history. And if you don't know, most of our ministry is spent working with indigenous people, working with native people on reservations here in Arizona. And so we wanted to take kind of this time of year to introduce it right now, today, to introduce a new podcast season, but this time of year to focus on some specific things that have to do with Native history and Native culture and that even surround the seasons we're at right now, right? Like that we're going into. So right. I don't know if you guys want to kind of speak into that a little bit.
Yeah, so the series is going to be called I Didn't Know That, because we're going to be talking about a lot of things that simply most people do not know about Native culture, or maybe things that people think they know about Native culture that may be incorrect. And so we're going to be talking about a lot, but hopefully it will just start a lot of conversations. A lot of these things are things that we have done wrong in the past. And so these are things that we have come to learn, since living in Arizona, and we want to share that with others so that we can all just do better. You know, when we know better, we do better. Right. And we want, that to be same for everyone because we love, the Native people that we serve and we want others to love them well. And it's hard to love somebody well when you don't know things about them.
Right. And as believers, our goal, our heart is to share the gospel and to love people like Jesus did. And one of the ways we do that is by knowing who we're sharing with and knowing more about the people. A lot of times we struggle to share the gospel in certain situations because we don't really know anything about the people we're sharing with, you know? And so a lot of this, like Julia has said, has come through mistakes, through things we've learned over the years, and then we're by no means coming across as experts. Like,
correct. Yeah.
We have so much to learn still
right.
about Native culture, and there's some aspects we'll never, like, really, truly know and comprehend and understand, but we feel like we have come a long way from those first days when we were here. Like, when I look back, you know, gosh, almost 14 years ago, or thinking about stuff we did or said or thought or preconceived ideas we came in with, it's crazy. And so we have come a long way, but we're by no means coming across as experts in any way. We just want this to be helpful both to those of you who listen. Maybe this is the first time you've listened, to be helpful to you to be a better, well-rounded follower of Jesus and understanding the culture and people that God's called us to minister to and serve, if that makes any sense. You know?
And I'll add, like, we are also, when we're sharing the information, as Eric said, we're not experts, and hopefully if it works as we think it will on these episodes, we're going to have Native people sharing their experiences, their thoughts, and so obviously you should listen to those way more than you should listen to us anyway. But we are also sharing these things out of love as well, not in a judgmental way or anything like that, but it's just like one of those things. That's why we're calling it I Didn't Know That, because so many times when we do share some things, it's that's the response that we get. Well, I didn't know that. If I had known that, I wouldn't have done whatever it is, X, Y, and Z. And so it's same thing with me, right? When, like you just said, when I first moved here, there's things that I didn't know and mindset maybe that I had or whatever it is. And it's just like, I'm so glad somebody took the time to tell me so that I would know it.
Right.
So that I could love people better, so that I could share the gospel more effectively. And ultimately that's the goal, is to love people and share the gospel with them.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, I hope that nothing is taken in of like an offensive way, but if it is, you know, that's something to check right there. But it's more of how can we learn, how can we grow, how can we do better.
And I think, you know, going along with what you said, I think there will be times where you sense in our inflection in our voices some things we're very, very passionate about. And it might come across as cynical. We don't mean it that way, but when you love people and when you've grown to share life with a group of people that you feel like have been hurt for generations and generations, have been oppressed for generations, and have many times been hurt at the hands of people who call themselves Christians, like, there's going to be some passion behind that. So don't take it as if you sense that in some of what we say, don't take that as an attack on you. Take that as advocating for the people we love and God's called us to serve. Like, it would be a super boring podcast if we were monotone, first of all. And it would be really questionable whether we love the people we called if we're just sitting here saying factual information without any passion behind it. And then to speak more personal, like for Brittany and I, a good portion of our children are Native. And so when we advocate or when we share or when we bring awareness to a situation, it's not just affecting the people we minister to around the communities and the churches that we're a part of, places that we love. It's also in our own home. And so, like, we've learned a lot from our own children. You know, we have Native children and have had many, many Native people in our home, live in our home, shared life with, all that stuff. But some of our children, some of the Gibbs household are Native children. And so we've learned a lot from them. We've learned a lot about them, and we've learned a lot of ways that they're hurt and things that have happened to them and in over the course of their life as well. And so there's that personal aspect to it too. So don't, like, just like anybody else would advocate for their children. Like, if you're telling me a story about your kid and how your kid's been hurt, you're going to have a lot of passion behind that, you know? Right. And so, so I want to ask our listeners to come with an open mind. Like, don't listen if you've already got your mind made up. Like, this is what we've had people say this. And we might tell stories. We'll never tell names of things that have happened. But we have had people tell us, like, say we're doing a cultural training. And they say, well, this is what I've always done. This is the way I'm going to be. This is the way I was raised. I am who I am. Those words have come out. I am who I am. So just don't ask me to be any different. Like, if that's your mindset, this podcast is not for you. Like, if you're willing to be a lifelong learner, you're willing to grow and mature and understand a culture better that you maybe don't know a whole lot about, then come and listen. And we always say this in our mission team trainings and things like that. I want you to come kind of throwing out everything you've ever known about Native history from school. Because the vast majority of, and we'll mention this again later in another podcast, but the vast majority, if not all, of Native American history is taught from a white person's perspective or a quote-unquote victor's perspective. And so we want you to kind of put that aside and come with an open mind, willing to learn as with a heart of a learner, right? And so the podcast is for those who want to be lifelong learners, want to be helpful, want to serve people better, want to learn more about culture, want to learn better how to love people. And I feel like I'm being redundant, but I just want people to come ready to learn.
And I think it's especially important, too. Obviously, we hope everybody listens, but you know, especially if you are coming out here and serving, like, mm-hmm. this is extra important that you understand the people that you're serving with, or maybe you're a teacher or work on a reservation in any capacity, like, it is going to be so helpful for you to understand the people a little bit better so that you can love them better. So obviously we hope everybody listens to you, but if you find yourself in situations where you're interacting with Native people, we hope it'll be helpful to you and that you'll continue to learn by, you know, looking more into resources and asking people questions.
Right. Yeah. And so you'll have the interviews. We'll offer resources the yeah. best we can. We'll do our best to have a well-rounded approach to it, so that it's a comprehensive understanding, not just, hey, this is what one person says, but getting the broader picture. Mm-hmm. And then put hopefully, we have some interviews lined up and things, and so you may get at least a voice with a story, you know, if they're on it, but maybe even a name with a story. Mm-hmm. And some of you who've been here will get a face with a story. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully it adds that personal aspect to it. It's not just historical information. Like, the things we share are real people created in the image of God right here. And so, and it affects their lives. Many of the things we're going to share, especially when we talk about boarding schools or things like that, affect people's lives, have for generations, and will continue to affect their lives for a long time. And so I hope that it allows you to understand that, as Julia wrote in her podcast notes, that proximity breeds compassion. Like, the closer you are to it, the more you're able to put a name and a face with a story, it breeds compassion. And we hope that this podcast does that. So. Absolutely. And again, we're not claiming to know everything. We just want to be helpful, want to help everybody that listens, edify the church of those who listen who are believers, and help us all become better friends, better neighbors, more compassionate, mm-hmm. And more well-rounded people. So. Any final thoughts? So this is just an introductory podcast. So if you're hanging on like, yes, I'm ready for the first topic, the first topic will come in a few days. And so we're doing it at this certain season. Can you explain why kind of we're doing it right now?
Yeah. So on Saturday is the day that recognizes...
Saturday's the date. What's the date Saturday?
Oh, there's the calendar. The 30th. So September 30th recognizes boarding schools and mm-hmm. just the... terrible, terrible things that have happened in boarding schools. And so it just is a day to recognize the survivors and also, you know, those who passed away in the boarding schools. And then coming up, we have Indigenous Peoples Day, which is some people call Columbus Day.
Yeah. And we'll get into that too. So, yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, Thanksgiving, Halloween. So...
so we're going to address...
football season.
Yeah, we're going to address some of those. Yeah. So we're going to address... the boarding schools. We're going to address, quote unquote, and I'm using air quotes, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to address
costumes
around Halloween.
Mascots.
We're
going to
address mascots. We're going to address verbiage, mm-hmm. the things that people are allowed to say and not allowed to say, or things that demean and things that uplift and stuff like that. What else? We're going to address Thanksgiving. Like, what is that? What does that mean? You know, and how does that affect other people?
And even just like tribal differences, yeah. like yeah. something that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, Native Americans, there's over 500 tribes and they're all unique and have yeah. different languages and different beliefs. And so
hopefully you see the beauty of it too. Yeah. Like, you know, you see a bigger picture of the uniqueness of God and in creation and stuff too. And so yeah. I'm super excited about it. And I'm super excited about the voices that are going to be on it. And so again, you take this, what we said, as an introduction to prepare yourself, prepare your hearts, but get excited about those that are coming, and so that you're willing to learn and be ready. And, you know, and then, like Julia said, you come out here on a mission trip, you'll come better prepared. Or if you work with Native people in a school system or a hospital, you'll have at least a little bit better understanding mm-hmm. of where they're coming from. So, any final thoughts?
Excited. Yeah. We hope you listen. Episode 1 coming soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Live Love Ministries podcast.
We hope it was encouraging, made you think, and broaden your understanding of our mission and the mission of making disciples of all nations. You can find out more information about our ministry at www.liveloveministries.org.
If God leads you to partner with us financially through prayer, or if you're interested in bringing a mission team to Arizona or one of our other locations, you can find that information on our website as well. Until next time, keep loving people
and keep pointing people to Jesus, and we'll see you then.